Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'll be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. So its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going to go back to the great year of 1984, and we're going to start off with an artist who was actually having a really good 1984, had a big hit, and that's Dan Hartman. Dan Hartman was a prolific songwriter, singer, instrumentalist, who wrote or co-wrote such great tracks such as Free Ride by Edgar Winter Group, Living in America by James Brown, and he also had a smash solo hit of his own called I Can Dream About You. A little known fact, he was also the bass player of the Edgar Winter Group and played on the song Frankenstein, so there you go. Now, the song I'm going to play for you, which is I Can Dream About You, off of the album I Can Dream About You, which is on catalog number 84-666 here at WTBR. The song itself went to number 6 on the Hot 100 as it was featured on the soundtrack to the movie Streets of Fire. I can't tell you what the movie's about, but I can certainly tell you the song from the movie. So here's I Can Dream About You right now by Dan Hartman on Random Draw.
gotta make it right for me. It seems this other man's name's been following me around, and it just won't let me be. You see, I got this name, and he's got this name too, you know. Well, they're kind of close, only a blind, crazy fool would think I was him. It's like saying green is blue. But let me tell you, brother, style has been a father when he made the cover of Time Magazine. She liked my music, thought it was fine. She said, let's make love, your place or mine. And in the middle of the passion, I was on the borderline when she called out a name, but it wasn't mine. She called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her calling Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her calling Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her. My name is Rick, I'm gonna stick it to your thigh. And as he pulled a piece of paper for me to sign from his vest, he said, I thought Born to Run was one of your best. Oh, wait a minute, man, who do you think I am? He answered, Mr. Springsteen, you're a famous man. He called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him calling Bruce, Bruce. Ooh, he called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him. My name is Richard, gonna hitch you to your back.
Rick Springfield with Bruce, and before that we heard Molly Hatchet with Satisfied Man, and we started off the show today with Dan Hartman and his big smash hit single I Can Dream About You. Now that Molly Hatchet song, Satisfied Man, was taken from their album The Deed Is Done. This was the Jacksonville, Florida's band sixth studio album. It was their final album for Epic Records. It's catalog number 84-7676 here at WTBR. That means it was the 676th record we got that year in 1984. Sheesh. This was also their last charting album, but it only got to number 120 in the States. They're still out there doing stuff. There's no original members left in the band Molly Hatchet anymore, but that doesn't stop bands anymore from touring or playing music out there live. So there you go. That was Molly Hatchet with the song Satisfied Man. After that, we heard Rick Springfield and his song Bruce. Now, this song was taken from an album in 1984 called Beautiful Feelings. This album was a complete cash grab by Mercury Records. The album was vocals. It even says on a big sticker up here in the front of the album, I can even read it for you. It says, Polygram presents a Rick Springfield album of previously unreleased tracks. Rick recorded these vocals in 1978. In 1984, all new contemporary music tracks were added to complete the project without Rick's involvement. So there you go. You take someone who's very popular at that time. Rick Springfield was very popular by 1984. His record label comes in and just re-records music music over some vocal tracks he recorded 6 years earlier in hopes for the best. The album did reach number 78, and that single you heard, Bruce, climbed number 27 on the Hot 100. So there you go. That was one of 17 top 40 hits that Rick Springfield had here in the United States. So overall, not too shabby when it comes to that for a total cash grab by Mercury Records. All right, let's switch it up a little bit here. We're going to go across the pond for a little bit. We're going to listen to a reggae pop group from Birmingham named UB40, who are putting out their fifth album in 1984. It's an album called Jeffrey Morgan. Now, this was a follow-up album to their big smash hit album, Labor of Love. That was an album of cover songs they put out, which hit number one over in the UK. I think it might even hit in the top 20 here in the States. So it was pretty big. This album wasn't quite as big over there. It hit number 60 here in the States, went number three in the UK. The single I'm going to play for you, it's a song called If It Happens Again, went to number nine over in the UK. So here you go. Here's UB40 with their song If It Happens Again right now on Random Draw.
held out to the bitter end. Carla was a different type, she's the one who put it in. Mary was a black girl, and I was afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Girl, a geographic memory. Kathy was a Jesus freak. She liked that kind of misery. Vicky had this special way of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, kept the beat and kept it strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of rap. Thought men were second best at her time in the bath. Sherry was a feminist. She really had that gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this: take whatever you can grab. Seattle was another girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Jeannie had this nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said I must go, but finally stayed. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never, ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Well, Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cop syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stalking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon and a paper plate. A modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked a fella wearing leather biker boots. Brenda Strain's obsession was for certain vegetables and fruit. Rowena was an artist, daughter, the deeper image shook her up. Dee's mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined a new wave band and changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't get it, was just a nihilist. Ronnie was much more my style, and she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss. I chose you to end this list.
Right, that was The Nails with 88 Lines About 44 Women. Before that, we heard Clannad with the song Robin, the Hooded Man. And we started off that set of music with UB40 and If It Happens Again. Now, Clannad, who played the second track there, we were playing this Irish band formed by three siblings and two uncles. So three people with the last name Brennan, two with the last name Duggan. Luckily, their English names here are on the back, because I can't pronounce the Irish names. I have to leave that to the host of Sunday Sounds of Ireland. They have much better linguistic skills when it comes to the Irish language. But anyways, that song, Robin the Hooded Man, was from their album Legend, which was on RCA Victor Records, catalog number 84-738 here at WTBR. It was actually the soundtrack album to an ITV production of Robin of Sherwood, basically a Robin Hood story. And the album was a huge hit over there in the UK and won the BAFTA Award for Best Music from a TV Series. So there you go. That was Clannad. You know, Clannad, interesting enough, when I was doing some research, they actually had Enya in their group for a couple years in the early 80s as a background singer. So there you go. That was Clannad with Robin the Hooded Man. And that last track we played for you was by The Nails, and they were a sort of a new wave punk band from Boulder, Colorado, who were putting out their debut album called Mood Swing in 1984, and it's on RCA Records, catalog number 84-639. Now, the album didn't sell well or chart high, but it was a critical success and has been looked back on, you know, rather lovingly from people. Now, the interesting thing I also found in doing research for this is they used to have a roadie that helped them out in Boulder called Eric Boucher, who would later become known as Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys and other bands and political activism and that sort of thing. So you never know who's hanging around being a roadie for your band. That was The Nails with 88 lines about 44 women. All right, it's time to take a break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a few moments with some more great random music from 1984, so stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM, WTBR Community Radio.
Struggling with technology? Can't find reliable information online? Ready to toss your phone? PCTV is here to help. From filtering emails to making video calls, our free digital navigation services have you covered. Visit us at 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Our friendly navigator will help you step by step, even if you don't know where to start. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, bridging the digital divide one connection at a time.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at berkshiremobilefarmersmarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
WTBR.
All right, we are back here on Random Draw, and we've been listening to music from the year 1984. While I got your attention, I might as well remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Apple Music, Google, that sort of stuff. You know where you get podcasts. You can also visit our station's website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get all the podcasts from my show and every other show. You get the full schedule of all of our great programming. And there's even a giant button that says donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the record spinning, the lights turned on here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the show here and listen to some more music from 1984. And we're going to get into kind of have some fun here. We're going to get a look at the lighter side of music here from 1984. And we're going to start that off with an artist by the name of Rick Dees. Now, Rick Dees, of course, is an American DJ. And if you've ever listened to radio for more than a few hours in your life, you probably are familiar with his work, having heard like the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 Countdown that is still being aired every week on over 200 stations in this country. It's been going for almost over 40 years now. Now, in 1976, he also released a number one single on the Hot 100, and it was a novelty hit called Disco Duck. Now, in 1984, he was putting out an album called Put It Where the Moon Don't Shine. There you go. And we're going to listen to a track right now off of that called Get Naked. So here is Rick Dees right now with the song Get Naked right now on Random Draw.
Naked! this way. I don't know if it's right or wrong to laugh at misfortune. Darkness can never last too long. Every time I think I'm falling and there's nobody around to hold me up, and it seems like the world has come to an end. I look for my eyes, but not a face is friendly. And suddenly all the bones are filled on the ground. The bottom of the pool is a raging fire. I try to jump over, but there's no way. The next thing I know, I'm going down. Does it hurt? Oh, it really doesn't matter. Does it burn? Oh, I don't feel a thing. Does it sting? Oh, yeah. It really doesn't matter. Does it hurt? Oh, I don't give a damn. When I find myself falling and I hit the bottom, it only makes me laugh. It only makes me laugh. When I go down a hole and I hit the bottom. The last time that I fell in love, the love was milk and honey, but the milk turned sour.
Danny Elfman with It Only Makes Me Laugh. Before that, we heard Nash the Slash with Bandstand Boogie / American Band, and we opened up this set of slightly lighter, different, funnier music with Rick Dees and his song Get Naked. That's N-E-K-K-E-D for spelling at home. Alright, so Nash the Slash that we played there in the second slot is a Canadian artist named Jeff Plumin, who is a multi-instrumentalist, but he wouldn't play guitar on his albums. He always played electric mandolin and violins and harmonicas and sound effects and stuff. So there you go. His stage persona consisted of a nice suit with a nice top hat and usually a face mask, so you wouldn't know who he was. A full face mask, you know, where you just saw some eyes, and usually he wore sunglasses over that as well. Now, this album he was putting out in 1984 store called American Bandages. So it's American Band-Edges. American Bandages put out on Quality Records, catalog number 84-641. It was a whole album of covers of American classic rock tunes, but it never really charted here in the States. So there you go. But it's a fun album to listen to if you're into that kind of thing. Last we heard Danny Elfman and his song It Only Makes Me Laugh off of his 1984 album called Solo. And it actually was his solo debut in 1984. And there you go, on MCA Records, catalog number 84-743. And of course, if you know anything about Danny Elfman, you know that he was the sort of singer and founder of Oingo Boingo, sort of an 80s new wave band that was very popular even to this day. People are still Oingo Boingo fans, go figure. You also know him as the composer of the Simpsons theme song and the composer to many a film score, mostly including almost all of Tim Burton's films. So that was Danny Elfman with It Only Makes Me Laugh. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks here, and we're going to listen to a couple from some Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and we're going to start with one that you really can't get much bigger than that, and that's Paul McCartney, who in 1984, unfortunately, was putting out an album called Give My Regards to Broad Street, which was the soundtrack album to a film of the same name, which I guess was kind of like a fictional day in the life of a rock star named Paul McCartney. The film itself didn't do very well at all, but the soundtrack album did very well. It had some new tracks plus some re-recordings of some Beatles tunes. So there you go. We're going to listen to the big hit off of here, and it's a song called No More Lonely Nights. So here's Paul McCartney right now on Random Draw.
I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill. Tears to laughter, I will do what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights, never be another. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. I know what I feel to
Is anybody hungry? Dark the city, night is the wire. Saving the subway, the earth is on fire.
Duran Duran in the live version of Hungry Like the Wolf. And we started off this last set of music with Paul McCartney and his song No More Lonely Nights. And yes, that was David Gilmour playing guitar on that track. I mean, you can't mistake a David Gilmour guitar riff at all, can you? So he played throughout the song, including the solo and all the ending parts of that song. So there you go, that was Paul McCartney. Then we wrapped it up with Duran Duran, and they were in 1984. They were putting out a live album called Arena, recorded around the world 1984, and it's catalog number 84-701 here at WTBR on Capitol Records. And it was a big hit for the band, and it's to me, it always seems like an 80s thing when you put out like a greatest hits album and you put a couple extra studio tracks on here. You even did the same thing with live albums. So you had a live album that was recorded all around the world, except for the last track on side one, which is a brand new studio track. They released The Wild Boys on this particular album as a brand new studio track. But of course, Duran Duran would go on to, you know, they would be at the height of their fame. They would go on to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just a few years ago after a career of selling out stadiums and everything else with them. So you can't go wrong with a little Duran Duran music in the 1984 era. All right, so here we go. We're all set with the show today. That wraps us up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about our station or even have an idea for your own program, we certainly encourage it by visiting WTBRFM.com. All right, so until next time, folks, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.